Book 11, The Book of Everlasting Day. Canto 1, The Eternal Day, The Soul's Choice and the Supreme Consummation. A marvelous sun looked down from ecstasy skies on worlds of deathless bliss, perfection's home, magical unfoldings of the eternal smile, capturing his secret heartbeats of delight. God's everlasting day surrounded her. Domains appeared of sempiternal light, invading all nature with the Absolute's joy. Her body quivered with eternity's touch. Her soul stood close to the founts of the infinite. Infinity's finite fronts she lived in, new forever to an ever-living sight. Eternity multiplied its vast self-look, translating its endless mightiness and joy into delight souls playing with time could share in grandeurs ever newborn from the unknown depths, in powers that leaped immortal from unknown heights, in passionate heartbeats of an undying love, in scenes of a sweetness that can never fade. Immortal to the rapturous heart and eyes, in serene arches of translucent calm, from wonder's dream vasts, cloudless skies slid down an abyss of sapphire. Sunlight visited eyes which suffered without pain the absolute ray and saw immortal clarities of form. Twilight and mist were exiles from that air. Night was impossible to such radiant heavens. Firm in the bosom of immensity, spiritual breaths were seen, sublimely born from a still beauty of creative joy. Embodied thoughts to sweet dimensions held, to please some carelessness of divine peace, answered the deep demand of an infinite sense and its need of forms to house its bodiless thrill. A march of universal powers in time, the harmonic order of self's vastitudes, in cyclic symmetries and metric planes harbored a cosmic rapture's revelry, an endless figuring of the spirit in things, planned by the artist who has dreamed the worlds. Of all the beauty and the marvel here, of all time's intricate variety, eternity was the substance and the source. Not from a plastic mist of matter made, they offered the suggestion of their depths and opened the great series of their powers. Arisen beneath a triple mystic heaven, the seven immortal earths were seen, sublime. Homes of the blessed, released from death and sleep, where grief can never come, nor any pang arriving from self-lost and seeking worlds alter heaven nature's changeless quietude and mighty posture of eternal calm, its pose of ecstasy immutable. Plains lay that seemed the expanse of God's wide sleep. Thought's wings climbed up towards heaven's vast repose, lost in blue deeps of immortality. A changed earth nature felt the breath of peace. Air seemed an ocean of felicity, or the couch of the unknown spiritual rest, a vast quiescence swallowing up all sound into a voicelessness of utter bliss. Even matter brought a close spiritual touch, all thrilled with the immanence of one divine. The lowest of these earths was still a heaven, translating into the splendor of things divine, the beauty and brightness of terrestrial scenes. Eternal mountains, ridge on gleaming ridge, whose lines were graved as on a sapphire plate, and etched the borders of heaven's lustrous noon, climbed like piled temple stairs, and from their heads of topless meditation heard below the approach of a blue pilgrim multitude, and listened to a great arriving voice of the wide travel hymn of timeless seas. a chanting crowd from mountain bosoms slipped past branches fragrant with a sigh of flowers, hurrying through sweetnesses with revel leaps. The murmurous rivers of felicity divinely rippled honey-voiced desires, mingling their sister eddies of delight. Then, widening to a pace of calm-lipped muse, down many glimmered estuaries of dream went whispering into lakes of liquid peace. On a brink held of senseless ecstasy, and guarding an eternal poise of thought, sat sculptured souls dreaming by rivers of sound in changeless attitudes of marble bliss. Around her lived the children of God's day in an unspeakable felicity, a happiness never lost, the immortal's ease, a glad eternity's blissful multitude. Around the deathless nations moved and spoke, souls of a luminous celestial joy, faces of stark beauty, limbs of the molded ray. In cities cut like gems of conscious stone, and wonderful pastures, and on gleaming coasts, bright forms were seen, eternity's luminous tribes. Above her, rhythming godheads whirled the spheres, rapt mobile fixities, here blindly sought by the huge erring orbits of our stars. Ecstatic voices smote at hearing's chords. Each movement found a music all its own. Songs thrilled of birds upon unfading boughs, the colors of whose plumage had been caught from the rainbow of imagination's wings. Immortal fragrance packed the quivering breeze. In groves that seemed moved bosoms and trembling depths, the million children of the undying spring bloomed, pure unnumbered stars of hued delight nestling for shelter in their emerald sky. Fairy flower masses looked with laughing eyes. A dancing chaos, an iridescent sea, eternized to heaven's ever-wakeful sight, the crowding petal glow of marvel's tints, which float across the curtained lids of dream. Immortal harmonies filled her listening ear. A great spontaneous utterance of the heights, on Titan wings of rhythmic grandeur born, poured from some deep spiritual heart of sound. Strains trembling with the secrets of the gods. A spirit wandered happily in the wind. A spirit brooded in the leaf and stone. The voices of thought-conscious instruments along a living verge of silence strayed. And from some deep, a wordless tongue of things unfathomed, inexpressible. Chantings rose, translating into a voice the unknown. A climber on the invisible stair of sound, music not with these few and striving steps aspired that wander upon transient strings, but changed its ever new uncounted notes in a passion of unforeseeing discovery, and kept its old unforgotten ecstasies, a growing treasure in the mystic heart. A consciousness that yearned through every cry of unexplored attraction and desire, it found and searched again the unsatisfied deep, hunting as if in some deep secret heart to find some lost or missed felicity. In those far-lapsing symphonies she could hear, breaking through enchantments of the ravished scent, the lyric voyage of a divine soul, mid spume and laughter, tempting with its prow the charm of innocent Circean isles, adventures without danger, beautiful, in lands where siren wonder sings its lures from rhythmic rocks in ever-foaming seas. In the harmony of an original sight, delivered from our limiting ray of thought and the reluctance of our blinded hearts to embrace the Godhead in whatever guise, she saw all nature marvelous without fault. Invaded by beauty's universal revel, her being's fiber reached out vibrating, and claimed deep union with its outer selves. And on the heart's chords, made pure to seize all tones, heaven's subtleties of touch, unwearying, forced, more vivid raptures than earth's life can bear. What would be suffering here was fiery bliss. All here but passionate hint and mystic shade divined by the inner prophet who perceives the spirit of delight in sensuous things, turned to more sweetness than can now be dreamed. The mighty signs of which earth fears the stress, trembling because she cannot understand, and must keep obscure in forms strange and sublime, were here the first lexicon of an infinite mind translating the language of eternal bliss. Here rapture was a common incident, the lovelinesses of whose captured thrill our human pleasure is a fallen thread, lay symbol shapes, a careless ornament sewn on the rich brocade of Godhead's dress. Things fashioned were the imaged homes where mind arrived to fathom a deep physical joy. The heart was a torch lit from infinity. The limbs were trembling densities of soul. These were the first domains, the outer courts, immense, but least in range and least in price, the slightest ecstasies of the undying gods. Higher her swing of vision swept, and knew, admitted through large sapphire opening gates into the wideness of a light beyond, these were but sumptuous decorated doors to worlds nobler, more felicitously fair. Endless aspired the climbing of those heavens. Realm upon realm received her soaring view. Then, on what seemed one crown of the ascent, where finite and the infinite are one, immune she beheld the strong immortals' seats, who live for a celestial joy and rule, the middle regions of the unfading ray. Great forms of deities sat in deathless tears, eyes of an unborn gaze towards her leaned through a transparency of crystal fire. in the beauty of bodies wrought from rapture's lines, shapes of entrancing sweetness, spilling bliss, feet glimmering upon the sunstone courts of mind, heaven's cup-bearers bore round the eternal's wine. A tangle of bright bodies, of moved souls, tracing the close and intertwined delight, the harmonious tread of lives forever joined in the passionate oneness of a mystic joy, as if sunbeams made living and divine, the golden-bosomed Apsara goddesses, in groves flooded from an argent disk of bliss that floated through a luminous sapphire dream, in a cloud of raiment lit with golden limbs and gleaming footfalls treading fairy swords, virgin motions of bacchant innocences who know their riot for a dance of God, whirled, linked in moonlit revels of the heart. Impeccable artists of unerring forms, magician builders of sound and rhythmic words, wind-haired Gandharvas chanted to the ear the odes that shape the universal thought, the lines that tear the veil from deity's face, the rhythms that bring the sounds of wisdom's sea. Immortal figures and illumined brows, our great forefathers in those splendors moved, termless in power and satisfied of light, they enjoyed the sense of all for which we strive. High seers, moved poets, saw the eternal thoughts that travelers from on high arrive to us, deformed by our search, tricked by costuming mind, like gods disfigured by the pangs of birth. Ceased the great words which now are frail sounds caught by difficult rapture on a mortal tongue. The strong who stumble and sin were calm, proud gods. There, lightning filled with glory and with flame, melting in waves of sympathy and sight, smitten like a lyre that throbs to others' bliss, drawn by the chords of ecstasies unknown, her human nature faint with heaven's delight, she beheld the clasp to earth denied, and bore the imperishable eyes of veilless love. More climbed above, level to level reached, beyond what tongue can utter or mind dream. Worlds of an infinite reach crowned nature's stir. There was a greater tranquil sweetness there, a subtler and profounder ether's field, and mightier scheme than heavenliest sense can give. Their breath carried a stream of seeing mind. Form was a tenuous raiment of the soul. Color was a visible tone of ecstasy. Shapes seen half immaterial by the gaze, and yet voluptuously palpable, made sensible to touch the indwelling spirit. The high perfected sense illumined lived a happy vessel of the inner ray. Each feeling was the eternal's mighty child, and every thought was a sweet burning god. Air was a luminous feeling, sound a voice, sunlight the soul's vision, and moonlight its dream. On a wide living base of wordless calm, all was a potent and a lucid joy. Into those heights her spirit went floating up, like an upsoaring bird who mounts unseen, voicing to the ascend his throbbing heart of melody, till a pause of closing wings comes quivering in his last contented cry, and he is silent with his soul discharged, delivered of his heart's burden of delight. Experience mounted on joy's colored breast to inaccessible spheres in spiral flight. There time dwelt with eternity as one. Immense felicity joined rapt repose.